Hello, New Life Church. We are in Life of Christ in Luke chapter 22 today. This is going to be one that I want you to get your Bible, or maybe you have your phone. You can pull up your app. Let's go to Luke chapter 22. We're going to be talking about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the story actually wraps up with one of his disciples cutting off someone's ear, which I have no problem with that. And Jesus takes the ear and attaches it. It ends in this miraculous thing. But we see one of the most emotional moments in the Bible in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I do want to tell you this, everybody gets a Garden of Gethsemane moment in your life when you're going to be saying to God, I don't want to do this. Because you will either take that kind of prayer to God that is really just Jesus lamenting to him. Lamenting means, you know, I'm pouring my heart out. Sometimes it's complaining to God. There's nothing wrong with that, because either you will complain to God or you'll complain about God to your friends. That's rebellion. This other is worship. So when Jesus is lifting up this prayer to God, I want you to just take some notes, because you're going to have this in your life sooner or later. This is what it says in verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them, from the disciples, about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and he prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. And it was not that Jesus knew that he was about to drink, crucifixion, or he was just accepting that role. This is prophetic. God called his judgment, his fury over mankind's sin, he called it a cup of judgment. So Jesus knew, him having this loving relationship with Christ, he was going to have to take a cup that he had never drank before. He had always been the apple of his Father's eye. And now he was going to drink in judgment. He was going to drink in the fury and wrath of God for our sakes. And he goes, if it's possible, if it be your will, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he rose up from prayer and had come to his disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. Then he said to them, why do you sleep? Rise and pray. One translation says to watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. There's several things, and I just want to hit all angles of what's in this passage. Here's the first thing that I want us all to appreciate today, is that Jesus did for us what we could never do for ourselves. Jesus came to show us what God was like, but he also came because we could never be good enough to be in a right relationship with him. He was our perfect sacrifice. He was our perfect substitute. And so that's one thing to just worship, to say, thank you, God. You did for me what I could never do for myself. Then there's some spiritual things where he tells them to watch and pray. This is what it meant. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. You need some spiritual vigilance in your life. To watch and pray, it's kind of like what Paul said when he was writing, and he said, pray without ceasing, which I'm like, what does that mean? In the Greek, it literally, they use the same word that we would use for a scratch in our throat. Like if it's getting a little scratchy, but you just kind of cough like this, and maybe 5 minutes later, you cough like that. That's what it means to pray without ceasing. To be someone who has spiritual vigilance is that you are never far away from a prayer coming out of your mind. It's like a song that gets stuck in your head all day long. And you're like, why did I listen to this song? And you might wake up with it. You might be driving down the road. It pops back in your head. You go to bed with it. That's what it means to have some spiritual vigilance, is that I'm not getting very far away from my prayer life. One thing can happen and I'm back on it. I'm back talking to God. I'm not going to be spiritually asleep. I'm going to be spiritually awake. And so Jesus tells them, watch and pray. And he tells them, God, not by will, but your be done. We're going to have to do that. And then he leaves that place and he lays his life down for us. It was his mercy. It was his sacrifice for us. George Wilson, in history, he robbed a mail carrier, and him and one of his buddies were sentenced because it was a federal offense to rob the mail, and they were sentenced to death. And his friend was hung, but George Wilson had some family that were, you know, very influential. And so they began to write the president and try to get in touch with him, and they finally got to President Andrew Jackson. And he saw the letter and the appeal for some grace for George Wilson's life. And so while George Wilson was in jail and they were building the gallows for him to be hung, and President Andrew Jackson wrote a complete full pardon for George Wilson's life. And so the day that he was to be hung, the pardon came in. And so they went to tell George Wilson about this, about the pardon, and he actually said, I don't receive it. I reject it. I reject the pardon. And then no one knew what to do. And so all the officials were like, we don't know what to do. So this case actually went up before the Supreme Court. And it was really interesting. The Supreme Court said this: a pardon rejected is no pardon at all. And George Wilson was hung while his pardon laid on the desk, actually, in the sheriff's office. Let me tell you something about our life. We can appreciate the sacrifice of Christ. We can say thank you. But without repentance, like, God, I am turning around my life. I'm turning my back on sin, turning my heart to you. Without repentance and faith and putting our faith in Jesus, we're the same as George Wilson. So I would tell you today, check your relationship with God. All the things that Jesus has done, all that we're going to learn even more this week, don't leave that pardon on the table. Have that pardon in your heart. God bless you.